Precious God, we are grateful to see the faces, to know that these are your children, and in some small little way, we've had the opportunity to say goodbye, to grieve with their families, and to be the people you call us to be. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we thank you. May these words be to God's glory, and may I do my best to serve you and God's people. There's a Cherokee proverb. It says there's a battle of two wolves inside of us all. One is bad. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, lies, inferiority, ego. The other is good. It's joy and peace and love and hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. The wolf that wins is the wolf you feed. This morning, my message is twofold. First, to honor and celebrate, and then to call ourselves to action. We want to know, how can we each be a harbinger of hope to the broken? How can we learn to be allies to each other? How can I? How can you? I struggle to know what to say about this massacre, the needless, sad tragedy in Orlando, where 49 people were targeted because they were gay, lesbian, straight, Latino, Latina, gunned down by one man who then was killed. As a pastor, we all look for answers that will help the people who come to church. All I could find myself saying was so much blah-de-de-blah. So I went and looked for help. And here is a statement by Paul Fromberg. He's the pastor of St. Gregory's Episcopal in San Francisco. It was very helpful to me, and helpful, I hope, to you. I spent hours thinking of something wise to write, something disruptive to do about the massacre of my sisters and brothers in Orlando. It keeps coming down to the essential truth of the gospel. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. This is the most radical starting place for restoring the moral order of society. Jesus taught other love and not simply self-love, or family love, or tribe love. Living out of his teaching means that the manufacturers of the AR-15 assault rifle couldn't make weapons designed to kill our enemies. If that means the NRA would have to work actively for the sake of eliminating weapons that are designed to kill our enemies instead of preventing our elected officials from passing reasonable legislation to stop the sale of killing machines. It means that instead of stereotyping, demeaning, and marginalizing others, members of Islam, we would do anything in our power to protect their dignity and their honor. But as a nation, we do not believe in the commandment of Jesus, not to the point of radicalizing the national conversation about violence. Which is why the only thing I know to be converted to love is God's manifest in Jesus. Demonstrate love to everyone that I encounter. And trust that God can empower me in this love to act for the sake of enemies and those who persecute. Love is the most disruptive force in the universe. It always has been, and it always will be. Paul Fromberg. These victims were mostly young. There was a grandmother there with her grandson supporting him. There were people who had served in the military. There were professionals. There were people just starting out, people coming from Puerto Rico to be in America, to find a tribe to be with, to be find a place to be with each other. Most of them, though, are under 30. Their lives were just beginning. They were just going to have fun and to be with each other. They were also Latino, Latina people. As I watched those pictures, and what made me want to put their photographs up is there was a woman who said she worked in the Latino community in Orlando, and she said, it didn't really hit me until I saw the pictures. And she also said something very disturbing. She said many of these young people, their families did not know that they were gay or lesbian, bisexual, transgendered. They didn't know until they saw them dead on the screen. This man was asked, this man asked this woman, the reporter, but the Latino community is very homophobic. She said, yes. He said, do you think all the bodies will be claimed? She waited for a minute and she said, well, if the families don't claim them, I will. As a Christian, we're called to love our neighbor. Regardless of sexual orientation, financial status, race, we are called to love our neighbor. We're called to love those we feel separated from. We're called to mourn and we're called to celebrate these lives, but I also believe we are called to act. But how? But what? Sadly, we cannot ferret out every person who might do us harm. But we can say something when we hear something. We can work together to be more accepting. We can learn more about what it means to be an ally. Ally to others not like us. To not say hollow words, but put some of our own selves behind words we say we believe. There is something that we can do quickly. Very quickly, you can do it today. And Chrissy doesn't know this yet, but we will send out an email to everyone with a link. That's how it goes, right? We'll send a link to a UCC website that you can. There's going to be a vote tomorrow in Congress about loopholes for gun violence. You can contact your senators. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, our senators are already going to vote against this. But we have a chance. And if Sandy Hook could not get our Congress to act, we're not talking about taking guns away. We're talking about closing loopholes. We're talking about people who are on federal watch lists not be able to buy AK-15s, AK-47s. This isn't about taking guns away from people. It's about taking guns away for mass murder. I guess it's still okay if you want to hunt for Bambi, but that's not okay with me. Honestly, we have to care to act. It does no good just to listen to the news and let it go by and wait. Could we have next week's news, please? This is just entirely too painful. We can do something. Daniel Berrigan said, it's not much, but it's something. It's better than nothing. In the UCC, we are proud to be open and affirming. But I went to our website, and our open and affirming statement is not on our website. That's going to change next week. Why not? Well, I guess we thought the problem was fixed. I guess we thought it was over. I guess we dropped the ball. But we're proud in the United Church of Christ. And okay, we're proud to be open and affirming to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, intersex, and asexual. People have said to me, what does that mean? And I said, look it up. It is not our people in this sanctuary. It's not their job to teach us how to be an ally. It's our job. We need to listen more closely to what people are telling us. It's not their job to teach us anything. They might tell us how we're doing, and I'm sure every one of you here who is a parent, who is part of that tribe, feels like we're part of your tribe too. Don't expect to be patted on the back for doing this homework. It's your job. It's our job as human beings. Let's educate ourselves. Let's look it up. Let's learn how to be an advocate. When we're in the grocery store and somebody's being treated badly, maybe we could say, "Excuse me, can I help?" That's all. That can stop it. I, like many of you, are complacent. I've forgotten the point, haven't I? We fixed that problem, right? We thought by saying we were O&A, we were done. It was my complete joy yesterday to go to Bayshore. They had a workshop from 10 to 1, and several other of us were there. Bayshore used to be part of the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, there's some of you who might know what that is. That's pretty terrible. They persecute gay people and everybody else. So Bayshore, when they first came to us to want to rent space from us, I said, that's not possible, you're SBC. And they said, well, we're getting ready to go open and affirming. I said, well, then let's have a conversation. I said, you couldn't be in a safer place. We are partnering with a new church that is opening their arms. They have lost members, they have lost money, and they have lost their denomination, and they don't care. They're standing up and standing out. Today, what did I do with my flag? Is it still here? There we go. Today, as you leave, you will be handed a rainbow flag. This flag, all these flags, were put in our holy dirt outside. One will be handed to you as you leave. I invite you to take that flag that was just a few minutes ago stuck in holy ground. I'd like to ask you to take it home and do two things with it. I want you to pray. I want you to pray, especially this day, for the men and women killed in Orlando, for our people in the United Church of Christ, our people right here today who are targeted and threatened. I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself to be a better ally, to see how you're doing these days and what you might do better, what I might do better. The process might be easier for you. I said, no problem, I got that one. You know, okay, sure, I'll look up a few more things. I mean, I thought I knew stuff. I went to this thing yesterday that Bayshore did. They had a professional psychologist come in and talk about some of the studies she's been doing. I'd never heard some of that stuff before. There's lots more to do. Once we say we're something, we still have to keep up. The wanton killing of people is not new. The writer of Isaiah, many years before Jesus' birth, many years, said, we are to believe that many people will stand up. Many people will stand up and speak out. And we're to walk in God's ways. We're to walk in God's paths. God speaks to us, and we're called to stand up. We're called to be the eyes and ears and feet of the holy for peace. I also want to ask you to do one more thing. You know, as a clergy person, I can't tell you who to vote for, and I can't even talk about political things that are going on because we'll lose our tax status. So I won't do that. I'm going to talk about what's right. Of course, Christian could talk all he likes, so that would be fine. We have to talk about what's right and how we treat each other, so maybe we could somehow engage our world so these kinds of things don't happen again. There's much for us to do. There's much for us. We're called to stand up, not to fix or solve or manage or intellectualize, but just be with. Then, as we are all standing together stronger and better than we were alone, maybe we can agree to do something. We need to think again about what it means to beat swords of destruction into instruments of peace. To never perpetrate violence against anyone. And in our actions to know Jesus, he modeled that behavior for us. He's calling us not to be complacent, not to be afraid. My peace I give to you. How are we missing this? Years ago, I was just learning what it meant to be an ally and a friend to the LGBTQ community. I had a friend in seminary who said something to me, and I said some stupid question, like really uninformed. And he said, "I'll teach you." So he sat next to me in every class we had together, and he said, "No, that person is struggling with these issues." And I'm like, "How do you know that? I can't figure that out." I was blessed with a teacher. Then I was asked to sing at his ordination. And later I've been asked to officiate at weddings and baptisms, to be with these people brave enough to ask me to do something for them. But being an ally is a private task. We don't deserve a pat on the back for doing what is right and what we're supposed to do in the first place. And as we leave this place, use your anger and your hatred, but use it wisely and carefully. Don't hurt anyone. Use your sadness and your compassion. Stand up. Stand with. Stand by each other. And so as I end, I would like to sing you a bit of a song. The song was written by Fred Small, and it was written maybe 20 years ago as a lullaby for lesbian women to sing to their children. I won't sing the whole thing. It's long. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can love one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone. There are girls who grow up strong and bold. Some boys are quiet and kind. Some race on ahead, some follow behind. Some grow in their own space and time. Some women love women, and some men love men. Some raise children, and some never do. You can dream all the day, never reaching the end, knowing everything's possible. Amen and amen.